what's revealing to me is my migraine connection to my liver. And that's just all part of getting everything flowing, detox flowing. The more I support my liver, the more my migraines, they just go away. They're gone. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's be really clear here. That's when you say a protocol, Mark, you weren't talking about treating Brent's Lyme. You were talking about supporting his liver with those.
And the rest of his digestion and maintaining his blood sugar and his electrolytes. It was basic stuff.
Right. That's so brilliant here. It's just.
It really is. And it's going away from, yes, we're on Lyme protocols, what we're dealing with the Lyme, but everything else that has to support that, specifically around the detox, when we're working, and that's really something even beyond after we finished our Lyme protocols. There's years since I've been on protocol, haven't needed it, but I have to keep doing the detox, I have to keep eating healthy, I have to keep doing these self-care things to keep feeling better. Because my body's still just a little bit of a wreck, and it's just, I have to stay on top of it, and that's okay. It's okay. It's what I should be doing forever. And if I wasn't doing it and I was feeling so-called like a normal person okay, and I keep eating like crap all the time, then it's just going to develop into another illness. So here I am. I stay a little bit more on top of it than a normal person. But here I am also being preventative, and I'm guaranteed a more healthy life going forward. Things that go ahead.
Brent, you said it really well. This is what I need to do. I'm relatively healthy compared to you guys know how hard I tend to push it. And I push it really hard just because I like to live life. Look, when you're 20 and 21 and you feel terrible and you can't do what everybody else is doing, you start looking at life and going, this sucks. It was really hard on me to feel terrible and have no energy when I was younger. So I like the fact that I can do more than most people, not because I'm trying to prove anything, it's because I like life. But if I'm going to go, sorry for the phrase, but if I'm going to go balls to the wall and take last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, I took a dance class at early in the morning, and then I did a 3-hour dance class with Zumba right after that. 4 hours of dance at 64. And, I'm hydrating more than you would ever hydrate. I'm taking supplements. I'm eating well. And I can keep doing that because I figure – and nobody wants to think this way. They somehow think they're going to get to a place where now that I've taken care of myself, I've got this reserve account, because maybe most people in their 20s and 30s could go drink, get drunk, do all this stuff, and their body would get up the next day. My body never did that. So I just learned, if I take care of it, I can go flat out all the way. So I try and take care of it every day. It's not like I suddenly get a break because I had a good day yesterday.
Exactly. Yep. And I think, as Brent was saying, he takes care of himself now. We all do. We all, when you have a chronic illness, you have to when you're in the illness. And then the years to follow, let's say you're in remission, quote unquote, there's so much fallout that needs to be cleared out. And that's going to take many, many years. And then maintaining a level of health in this environment that we're living in is very intense. So I think, as you both said, it's like we have to do this every day, and we have to fall in love with it, because we're going to fall in love with feeling good and knowing that feeling good, and we keep saying this, feeling good and feeling better is so close. It's so close. I think when we are in so much pain, we just get in our heads like, this is forever and I'm never going to get out. But it actually is, with a few tweaks, some basic things, moving, nutrition restored, you're feeling better. It could be hours, as you said. You said so well.
Dana, sometimes you joke, you say, you're like, I'm like 2 minutes and 3 meals away from feeling amazing right now. Sometimes it's just a few things, like a 1 minute away from feeling amazing. Sometimes it's just a couple things you have to do.
I'm two nights of solid sleep away from feeling amazing. Sometimes it's like that. These free medicine is so wonderful. And Mark, I wanna talk briefly about what you just mentioned. You love living life and you love Zumba. You fell in love with Zumba. You knew you needed exercise and you took a Zumba class and you fell in love with it, and I think it's so great. So I want to talk about, before we finish this call, about what happens to your body when you're doing what you love. When you're in
you're getting to my favorite topic, which is oxytocin.